Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Darren Scott Show on Mid-America Sports. We're talking Jackson Indians basketball here. I'm Alvin Washington. On the line with me, as always, is eighth-year coach of the Jackson Indians basketball team, Darren Scott. Coach, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Great to be back.
The new year starts with a couple of nice wins for you. You have an immediate rematch from the holiday tournament this past Tuesday as you travel deep into the heart of Bullinger County to take on the Leopold Wildcats, and you escape with a 52-51 victory. Talk about that fifth-place rematch.
Well, yeah, it's not very often you play a team on Friday and then turn around and play them again on that next Tuesday. So that was a little unique for us. But we felt lucky to get a win. We went up to Leopold, and that's a smaller gym. So it was a tough environment. It was a packed house, so that was neat. And didn't play extremely well, but I felt like we did some things that we needed to do to win the game and made a few plays at the end and were able to come out with a scoring one more point than they did, and that was the key to that right there.
You know, with a team that boasts probably one of the best young guards in the area in one Cameron Davis, I'm quite sure having the return of Caleb Newcomer into the mix made things a little bit easier for you in the game plan.
It was. And for Caleb, of course, he got thrown into the fire, being out a few days. His first game back was, at Leopold, where it's a hostile environment, and, it's packed, and everything's right on top of you. So, it was tough for him. But it was good to have him back and get him back in the lineup, and, because we're going to need him down the stretch, playing well like he was before he got hurt, if we're going to beat some of the teams that we need to beat.
Later in the week, we saw you guys at the Tiger Shootout, a rather easy wire-to-wire win against Francis Howell North. However, you had to kind of stew it a little bit because Howell North's bus broke down on the way to the ballpark. So this was sort of hurry up and wait, but once you got going, the usual suspects did what they do best.
Yeah, I wasn't real happy with our start, but, part of that could have been, who knows, we had that. We got ready, and then we waited, and then we didn't know when they were going to be there, so it was kind of a little bit unique getting ready for the game situation. But we started off with some turnovers and weren't real sharp on offense, and then once we fixed that and got going, I thought we played pretty well, and especially the second and third quarters, I was pretty happy with our effort and the way we played.
You had mentioned young Mr. Newcomer, having to get back into the flow of things. I thought what was very telling, the fact that he started the game off with three straight turnovers and then got himself going with a three-pointer from the left wing. Did that seem to lift his spirits up a bit?
I think so. He started off with those turnovers, and we kind of took him out and